Kick FM.
I'm currently in the studio right now with Claire and Sadel from Wolverhampton Job Centre, and they're here today to talk to us about the wage incentive scheme which has been brought into the Job Centre. Can you tell us a bit about what the wage incentive is and what it does for young people in Wolverhampton?
Okay. Wage incentive is for employers who take on young people who may be eligible for wage incentives of up to £2,275 each. It's available for customers who are 18 to 24, and if they've been claiming Job Seekers Allowance, Employment and Support Allowance, Income Support and Incapacity Benefit, and it's available if you employ someone for 16 hours or more each week in a job lasting more than 26 weeks. And there's two rates that you can claim for. So if part-time work is between 16 and 29 hours, and you'll get £1,137.50, and for full-time work of 30 hours or more, it's £2,275. You'll be paid at week 26 of employment, but if you're a small business with less than 50 employees, you can claim part payment after 8 weeks after the employees started work. It's picking up pace now. It didn't sort of start off very quickly, but it's definitely picked up. I mean, in the last 5 weeks, I think we've issued about 130 wage incentive claim forms to employers. So that's a massive amount for the number of people we've got, and that's just in the Black Country. It went nationwide in December. We were doing it from July. It's gone nationwide from December. So any employer across the country can claim this wage incentive if the customer is eligible under those conditions.
But when youth unemployment around Wolverhampton in general is a big problem, it's ever growing and it's always going to be a problem. But do you think the wage incentive scheme that's been brought in is a big answer to cutting down?
I think originally it was, because we all know that youth unemployment, and there's a lot of youngsters out there who've got no experience, they don't have anything to put on their CV. The wage incentive is to encourage these employers to take customers on, to take these young people on, and they'll get that money to help with training. You can use that money if you've got training needs, whatever you need it for. They've done something in Birmingham, some feedback through employers, and from 20 employers, they've said that 19 out of the 20 employers were small to medium employers, so they had, you know, they weren't large companies. Of the 20 companies, they've had 100% job retention through wage incentives. So that's excellent to know that employers are taking these customers on and they're keeping them for that period, and they're keeping them even after that period once they've claimed the wage incentive. And all 20 employers were happy with the claim process. They said it was an easy process for them to follow. The forms were easy to complete, and it made the difference for some of these employers in their decision to employ a young person. It offered them the opportunity to cover the risk of employing a long-term unemployed person and help support their initial induction and training costs. Because £2,275 is a lot of money to any employer. And, you know, to get that extra bonus for that customer, it's a bit of an encouragement for young people as well to say that there are people out there, they will take them on and they'll give them the training as well. What they need to do is, if they are claiming a benefit, just before they reach the six-month period, they will get notification through the Job Centre. They'll be told about the wage incentive. They'll be given marketing materials. We've got wage incentive marketing cards. We've got leaflets. Our employment advisors, such as Claire, is actually going out and speaking to employers and telling them about wage incentive. So it's a two-pronged effect that we've got. We've got our advisors telling the youngsters that they're eligible for wage incentive, and they're helping them or showing them how they can promote themselves to employers. And then we've got our employment advisors who are going out to employers and telling them about wage incentive. So if somebody lands on their door and they're nearly 6 months unemployed, or they're claiming employment and support allowance and they're saying, we want to work, then Claire would go out, speak to that employer and tell them about wage incentive.
Yeah, definitely. We've already been out to a lot of companies within the city promoting wage incentive. Even if they've not taken on a youngster yet, it's just bringing the awareness to them so that they know that the funding's out there. So if they get a job application, land on the lap, they're then able to look, is that customer wage incentive eligible? And then maybe take a bit of a risk by taking those on instead of somebody else.
And just to finalise the interview now, how can employers, or potential employers if you like, get in touch with the Job Centre Plus?
They just need to look at contacting their local job centre. They can do that by ringing 0845 604 3719, or they can find further information on our website, which is www.gov.uk.
Claire and Sadel from Wolverhampton Job Centre, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kick FM.